My wife's mom, Amelia, she's passed on now. We were both not serving the Lord when she was alive. She loved flowers. You know what was in the back of her car? Dirt. Dirt. Good old rich potting dirt. Because she was always, if she saw a flower, she got it. She wanted to make sure she had dirt. She's always planting, had her hands. And I can see her right now in heaven. She's got one of probably the most beautiful rose garden around her mansion. And I look forward to getting to see her again one day. All right, well, y'all ready to get back on the love path? Yeah. Years ago, it was a love boat, you know. Get those tickets and get on the love boat. It was always about romance, and there was a lot of bad things happening on that love boat, too.
Yeah.
See, because, there you go, you got to pay attention. Love is not a feeling.
Amen.
Love is a person. God is love. Amen. Last week, and I might not have some CDs out here, but if you need to get a CD, you can let Rowan know, make a request, we'll get you one. But we have CDs out here in the vestibule, part of the Word Supply, that we want to get the Word. If you know somebody needs to hear the message, you need to know somebody that needs the Word, that's what it's for. Take it out there, give it to them, sow it. But last week we were talking about the love path is our series. This is number two. But an introduction today, we're going to continue where we left off, where we unhooked last week. Perfecting our love walk. Anybody need some perfection, need some help on your love walk? Everybody better raise your hand. You better all raise your hand. Because
yeah.
We all need help, right? We all need help in that perfection. Our goal in this series, and Lewis preached this, is stay the course. He had a good message. Stay the course. Stay on this love path, this love walk. Because your adversary, the devil, he's out there as a roaring lion saying, hey, get off of that path. No, he's trying to get you on a path to destruction. He's trying to get you on that broad path. But we're going to stay on the love path, God's path. We're going to stay that course. And today's message is that we're in it to win it. We're in this battle to win it. Amen?
Yeah.
See, the devil's out there like Tammy's talking about. He's out there trying to steal your soul. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what he's out there doing. He just don't want to make you sick. He wants to kill you. That's the devil. That's what he wants to do. But Jesus came. He had a purpose too. Jesus came and destroyed the works of the devil. They're destroyed. But we have a part to play now. We've got to enforce that defeat. A lot of this message comes out of the book of Ephesians, but it comes from Dr. Jim Howard back there that shared this a few years ago in a sermon that came through Reed. And it's amazing how the Word gets around. Amen. God's Word gets around. But it fits in all kind of areas in our lives. We're talking about relationships and the love path and always being able to keep that relationship with God strong and vital. You know, these roses, they're pretty and they're beautiful and they even smell good. Better say smell good, because I'm smelling them up here. This is where perfume comes from, right? Roses and flowers. But coming here next week, they're not going to look quite so pretty. They're going to start wilting a little bit, getting down. Why? Come on, help me. Why? They got water, but why are they going to eventually die?
No dirt.
No dirt? They cut off from the source. Now, God's not dirt. Jim gave a good answer. They got to have dirt, but God created the dirt. That's His dirt. He created it, and He put stuff in it, and it grows. If I put His Word in my heart, I'm going to have some pretty flowers. I'm going to have some good fruit coming out of that heart. Because He's a good God. He's a loving God. He's a caring God. He's a forgiving God. He's an on-time God. He's my God. Is he your God?
Yes.
You better claim it. He's my God. Paul said, that's my gospel, Jesus. You gave it to me. It's mine now. Jim, you preached that sermon, but it's mine now.
Right.
Reed's going to probably be preaching a lot of them too. Jim is his teacher at school, so he's going to be getting a lot of those messages. There's no expiration date on the Word of God.
Amen.
It's always on the shelf. What do you need? I told Sherry this morning, as I was, you know, putting some things together, I had Andrew's book open. I had Kelsey's Bible open. I had my laptop open. I had another book right there on the coffee table, and I said, my God, I said, we got enough power in this room to destroy Rome. All the material sitting just right there. And there's books and stuff everywhere. I said, I was thinking about the Billy Graham Library. Oh. I'm like, Lord, I need a library to start putting all these books. But he gave me an office up here, too. But, you know, I'm not there as much as I'm at home. It's a good thing, right? God needs his, my wife needs my husband at home. But, you know, God sends you out. You know, I'm not saying you got to stay there, but that is your ministry.
Yes.
First and foremost, right, guys? Your family.
Amen.
Never get that out of order. If y'all get too cool, it was a little bit warm in here. Everybody comfortable? Everybody comfortable? It's showing about 72, but sometimes the thermostat can be a little bit off. You good, Mom? All right, we got an okay back here. I got a little bit of hot this morning. I got a little, starting to sweat a little bit when everything wasn't working this morning, but I'm really starting to, I'm getting back down to my baseline now. Lewis, you've been through it, ain't you? Things just don't work. But I'm excited about this love path. We're in it to win it. And the Lord woke me up, and I didn't really know exactly where I was going today. And then about 5:30 this morning, I thought about a boxer, a professional boxer in a ring, fighting, in it to win it. Number one, in this love path, if you're going to be in it to win it, you got to sit, walk, and stand. Three areas here in this battle, in this ring. Ephesians, let's go ahead and flip over there. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 through 8. Ephesians 2, 4 through 8. But God, who is rich in mercy because of His, say, great love, which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses and sins, made us alive. He made us alive with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Verse 6, and he didn't stop there, and raised us up together, say together.
Together.
This love path, if you're made, it's together.
Yeah.
You're not solo out there, even if we're preachers, it's just not me and you, Jesus. It's me and my wife, my family, my kids, my church, my community, because they're all involved. If I fall, I could cause somebody else to stumble. Thank you, Jesus. That's why our character is so important. He raised us up together and made us sit with Him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come, He might show the exceeding riches of His grace. There's a lot of adjectives right there on that grace. I like it. Exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us in Christ. Verse 8, for by grace, God's part, you have been saved through faith. That's my part. And that not of yourselves, all that is a gift from God.
Amen.
It came from Him. Amen? So we should never belittle everything He's done for us. It was a gift, freely given.
Amen.
He's made us sit together with Him in heavenly places. That's our first line. Sit. Underneath that, think about a boxer. Think about a professional boxer, whoever that may be for you. Dun, 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 dun. What are you thinking about? What do you imagine now? Rocky 1, Rocky 2, Rocky 3, Rocky 4. There's a lot of Rockies out there. What's your favorite one? Well, before Rocky, he was on the streets. Those mean streets out there. Rocky was a street fighter. He grew up in, I believe it was Brooklyn, I think it's where that moved. I'm getting some nods. What was it?
Philadelphia.
Okay, so y'all helping me with this. But that boxer, he had to first sit underneath his trainer. which it's not always the case, but he might have been a professional boxer too. Because if you want to be great at what you're doing, find somebody that's already done it. Amen? And sit under them.
Yes.
Thank you, Dr. Howard. See, that's where if you want greatness, surround yourself with greatness. Mm-hmm. I'm not puffing Jim up, I'm puffing up God in him. Christ in him. Grace is in him.
Amen.
And stay there. Sit there. I'm not going to sit down, but sit a while. Stay a while. Don't sit down and get up. Sit a while. Get underneath it. It's going to take more than 5 years. Some people are like, 5 years, that's a long time. No, it's short. Very short. But sit. Learn from your trainer. Learn all of his tips and tricks and strategies. Because he's been some places you haven't been before. And he's there. He's alive. He's made it through some stuff. And that's some people we want to sit under. That have fought some fights and they made it through.
Amen.
They made it through. And they had this testimony, is what I like to say. God was their source. Mm-hmm. Sit, walk, and stand. We sit underneath that trainer. Sit underneath your pastor. Sit underneath who God has put across you and let that person mentor you. Mm-hmm. Then, let's flip over to, we're going to come back to Ephesians if you want to put your finger there, or I got me a good old little sticky note. Now we're going to go to 2 John. What did I do with that sticky note? It flew away. It ain't so sticky, is it? Put one right there. 2 John chapter 1, look at verse 4 through 7. We've been doing some sitting for years, listening and growing. Jesus sat underneath the teachers of the law. He went to the synagogue as his custom was, and he sat and he listened. He was the Son of God, and he humbled himself. Because he was man. He was God in the earth as a man under God's authority and his earth. He did it legally. See, the devil's not like that. He's a thief. He does things illegally. He doesn't want to see it. Well, yeah, he wanted to be like the Most High. No place for that anymore. He has no seat there. Why? We're sitting there. Amen. We're sitting there with Jesus. See, the devil was an anointed cherub. He was Lucifer. He was an anointed angel. Angel, he was. Until pride was found in his heart. And then he was kicked out of heaven. Lost that authority. And then he came down and messed with God's man, Adam. Got us off the love path for a little while. For a little while, because Jesus already, God the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost already had a plan worked out. Sit, walk. 2 John 1, 4 through 7. I rejoice greatly that I have found some of your children walking, say walking.
Walk.
Walking in truth. As we receive commandment from the Father. Mom, Dad, don't it make you feel good when you see your kids doing what you trained them to do? And not doing what you didn't train them to do? It makes you feel good. Amen. It brings you pleasure. How much more does it bring God pleasure when he sees his kids acting right?
Amen.
Acting right. Not only that, but going out here and destroying the works of the devil.
Yes.
And now I plead with you, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment to you, but that which we have had from the beginning, that we love one another.
Amen.
Love one another. Verse 6. This is love, that we walk according to his commandments. You gotta let that love walk all around you. On your job, in your home. When somebody has that road rage, I gotta know I'm walking in the love commandments. God's love is all around me. I walk in this love walk. See, I've been trained, I've been sitting for a purpose. Now, if you were sleeping while you're sitting, you didn't learn much. just because you're sitting out there, and I'm standing, don't you nod off on me. I usually don't see too many people nodding off. You start nodding, but I know your spirit's on the inside. I have had some brothers and sisters I know that work third shift nodding and snoring. But they were in God's house doing it, praise God, they wasn't at home. I remember, if I'm going to fall off and nod off, I better do it in God's house. At least my spirit's learning something. My spirit's alive. Amen. And we, us pastors, we know how to make these mics do all kind of things. This love is that we walk according to His commandments, not suggestions. This is the commandment. As you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in love. That, don't add to that. Don't take it away. Just do what God says. Love them. But they're spitting on me, Lord. Love them. Yeah, but Lord, you don't understand. He don't want to hear your butts. I said love them. Love them. Doesn't mean you've got to hang around with them all day. But you love them while you're there until you leave. Or if they come to your way. If they come your way. Don't change aisles in the grocery store. Don't duck and run. Don't duck and run. No, you keep walking in that love path. There's a love. Somebody, God's going to bring somebody to you that maybe hurt you down that path. They need God's love too. Amen. And the only person God's got working in this earth is you and me. His people that are called by His name.
Yes.
Walking in love. After we start doing that, we've sat underneath the Lord, sat underneath His teaching. Now we're out here walking in it. Think about that boxer. He went through round one, learned, took a few punches, took a few blows. The bell rang. Ding. I gotta sit back with Jesus again. I gotta get back in. Lord, do you know what they did to me today? No, I talk about at church, Lord. They did to me at church. Now I'm not saying this here, I'm just hypothetical. See, I'm sitting back down and Jesus is saying, you gotta love them, son. Yeah, I know they did that, but they did it to me too. They did it. If they did it to me, they're gonna do it to you. But come here, I wanna tell you something. I'm gonna give you some wisdom.
Yes.
I train, I'm listening. Round two's getting ready to start. Probably as soon as you walk out of here. Whatever round you in, and it's a continual fight. Amen. This is the walk of love that we got to do. Once we heard from the Master, now we're going to get up here and we're going to walk it out. Where are we walking? We're walking right into the enemy's camp. Yes. To our competitor. He might be a lot taller, might have a lot more muscles. But does he have a covenant or does she have a covenant with God? Mm-hmm. Walk. Now we've done all that. Now we're ready to stand against my opponent. Ready to stand now. Take my position. I got my Nikes on. I fly like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Muhammad Ali. Anybody knew Muhammad? All right. He put the words out there, but he could throw some punches too. You know, he pretty much said. He backed it up. He got a little bit, you know, after so many punches, he got a little bit slower, but I wouldn't get in the ring with him. Stand. Ephesians. Let's go back to the book of Ephesians. This will be our foundation for us today. Ephesians 6. We're in it to win it. We're not in it to lose it. We in this Christian faith, Christian walk of faith to win it. Because Jesus said we are winners. I like to take it next level and say we champions. We are champions, my friends. Amen.
Yes.
Ephesians 6, and let's look in verse 10 through 14. Talk about the whole armor of God. Paul says, finally, say finally. Finally, my brothers, my sisters, be strong. Don't be weak. Let the weak say, I'm
strong.
Strong. Don't say you're weak, but if you're weak, say I'm strong.
Yes.
Don't say weak, I'm strong. Don't limit God. Don't limit God.
Amen.
He's not weak. He's strong.
Amen.
Put on the whole armor of God. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His mighty punch. He's got the knockout punch.
Yes.
He got the anointing. Mm-hmm. It's called the Holy Ghost. It's called that holy punch. Somebody called you a holy roller before?
Yes.
Receive it. Receive it. I know it's mockery sometimes, but that's a good time to witness. I've received that. Yes, let me tell you how holy God is. holy God is. See, not me. I'm not the holy God, but God's in me. That means I'm rolling into His holiness. See, just take something and turn it to a good testimony. Don't get offended. Don't get offended. Amen? Stand. Put on the whole armor of God. That you may be able. You've got to have the armor on to be able. Got to have the armor on. Right, Ruthie? The armor wear, armor y'all wear. What's it called? Armor? Huh? Under armor. Yeah, you got to have all this armor on. To be able to take some of those softball pitches that's coming. How far? How fast? She's a catcher back here. About 40 miles an hour? 50. 50, excuse me. 50. Softball about that big coming about 50 miles an hour. You better have your gear on and you better be ready. Because it's coming real quick. Because every time you're not going to catch it, but you got that faceplate. You got the armor there to protect you. But she's been sitting. She's a catcher. She's been sitting a long time since she was about 3 years old learning this game of softball. Six, since she was six, I'm sorry. She's been learning. She's been sitting underneath all those coaches, all that training, all that sweat. And she's learned some things. She's learned some things. But she's always had her armor on. Coach wouldn't let her get out there without her armor on. Jesus said, neither do you. He told his disciples, you wait here, boys. Wait in Jerusalem until I give you the power, the armor, the Holy Ghost. He has been with you, but He's going to be in you. See, that's what gives us the power. The armor is the Holy Spirit. Amen. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles, tricks of the devil. Look, he's throwing some punches. Are you going to move to the right, move to the left? Well, you better listen to your coach. Because a lot of times, see, your coach is out there. Jesus, He knows the weakness of your enemy. I'll just go ahead and say the devil. And He knows, right before He throws that right, He'll dip His shoulder a little bit. And your coach will say, there's the weak spot. Right before He gets ready to throw His knockout, He's going to dip. So you duck and you hit it. You know, just whatever Jesus tells you to do. Amen. See, He knows the weakness. He knows how that person needs to be ministered to today. Don't talk about that. Don't witness that way. Listen to Jesus, what He's saying. We're in this to win it. We're out here to win souls. He who wins souls is wise. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of Christians out there that's been getting beat up by religion. Mm-hmm. The ring of religion. Mm-hmm. Well, it's time to come into the ring with Jesus. Amen. And know the battle's over. I'm not against you. I'm for you. Amen? Amen. And we've got to put heaven standing to be able to stand and fight. Stand toe-to-toe with your enemy and knock his block off. Jim, Mark, y'all remember the Rock'em Sock'em robots? Takes me back a little bit. There's little Rock'em Sock'em robots, little plastic robots. I wanted those so bad. I never got one, but I had a buddy that had some. Man, just, yes. Knock their block off. That's what you're trying to do, is knock his block, knock his head completely back. Jim. Devil, David and Goliath. Cut that devil's head off. Cut that giant's head off. God, he had plenty of time. Goliath had plenty of time to shut his mouth up. But he defied the armies of God.
Yes, he did.
And God's grace and mercy is only there for a certain point of time, and you've got to cut that devil's head off. Because he's out to kill you. So there's nothing wrong with war as long as you're taking the one that's taking a shot at you. Amen? There's a time for war and there's a time for peace. Amen. There's a time to stand, there's a time to fight. Sit, my trainer, is in the corner. He's the Holy Spirit. He's my trainer. He's my counselor. He's my helper. He helped me this morning when everything wasn't working. I went back there and I was standing, but I was sitting. I'm like, okay, Lord. Come here, Tammy. I called Tammy back there. We're going to have to do something. Get ready. God answered, didn't He? Be ready. Because Tammy's a fighter. She's been in this ring before. Things don't work. That's all right. God's always alive. He's got something. This trainer was probably a fighter. And I'd like to have a trainer that was a champion. A winner, not a loser. Jesus is a winner. He was never a whiner. He didn't whine or complain about why God told him. Be a winner, not a whiner too, because we're in it to win it. Amen?
Amen.
Remember Gideon. God told him to get rid of some of those boys. God needs the right people doing the work.
Yes,
Jim, God needs the right people doing the work.
Yes.
He's sending you because you're the right, you got the good stuff. You got the right stuff. And that's where that's a good purpose that he's sending. Because a lot of people's heard the wrong stuff.
That's right.
And it's time for the right stuff.
Amen.
Cream always rises to the top. Amen. My trainer knows the strategy. After each round, I've got to go back and I've got to glean. I've got to listen. And I got to get my senses right. See, the devil doesn't hit me there. Doesn't knock me down there. But the Bible says you may fall. How many times?
Seven.
But what you going to do? Got to get up. He knocked me down, but he didn't knock me out. He knocked me down, but he ain't knocked me out. Holy Spirit knows the wisdom, knows the strategy, but I got to listen to that wisdom. I got to listen. Listen, Proverbs cries out. Wisdom cries out from the streets. Don't do that. Don't go there. Don't be there. Don't you go there. Wisdom crying out. Don't do that. And when I start fighting the enemy, then there's some weaknesses that come. And then the Holy Spirit can show me those weaknesses. But I must always, say always,
always,
trust God's advice. What has He said about this situation? What has He said about this fight? Are you even supposed to be in this ring? Amen? Mm-hmm. Are you even supposed to be there in the first place? See, we need God's guidance and wisdom. Am I supposed to be at this job, Lord? Am I supposed to be here? Where do you need me to be? That's submitting to the Lord. Trust His advice, even though sometimes it looks like I'm losing. I'm taking you back to Rocky now. It's in the last round. What's happening? Rocky's he's taking it. Man, he's got a big body. He's taking those punches. His coach is like, no, no, no. But Rocky knows. On the inside, he knows is what I'm doing. I'm getting that devil weak. He's hitting me, but I'm taking that punch because I've been training. He was training. Because Rocky's saving that energy for that punch. He's going to come out there in a minute. He knows what he's doing, but he's getting mad. The eye of the tiger. He's getting that eye of the tiger. All that training. And then he whooped up on him. Popeye would say he popped the spinach can. That's all I can stand, and I can't stand no more. And boom, there comes that anointing for service. And you say exactly what you need to say. You be exactly where you're supposed to be. And we knock the devil off that situation. Amen. Then we in the ring. We got center stage. And the crowd is calling, yes. When righteousness exalts a nation, the people rejoice.
Amen. Amen.
But those that are losing gnash with their teeth. Just to kind of show you a little bit where our country is. But we stand for righteousness. The church stands for righteousness. The true church of Jesus Christ. We don't go out there with a picket sign. We go filled with power, with the Holy Ghost and power, and we go be a witness. Amen? Mm-hmm. I'm not saying picketing is wrong, but has God told you to do that? Amen? I don't never remember Jesus having a picket sign.
Right.
Nope. I remember Him telling somebody the truth in love. Mm-hmm. And then laid hands on them, healed their sick, healed their babies. That'll make somebody think twice.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Sit, walk, stand, walk. When the bell rings, now I got to go get up there and go walk by faith. When that bell sounds, that third, fourth round's coming, I got to keep doing what I know to do. Man, this guy's tough. Get up there and go execute the plan. Go execute the plan that I just heard from my trainer. That's the Holy Ghost. Whatever round you may be. And you stand. After all that years of training, you stand ready. Ready to whatever He's got for the battle. Don't think you can make it to the top first without being prepared for that battle. There's a lot of preparation time. A lot of preparation time.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. In conclusion, get that theme song again. Dun, 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 dun. I love that song. There's just something about that song. Jim might remember that song, a little video I did way back at Spirit of Faith when Sherry was just starting maybe or in tax season. I did a little PowerPoint because, and my house about looks like it now with clothes. When Mama's at work, all the clothes start piling up. But that morning, it was just something. I just got up and I just tackled those clothes that day. And I made a little video, PowerPoint, whatever I shared with Spirit of Faith. And I had that, dun, 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 dun. I said, here's a man of God. And here's a mound of clothes. This was my purpose today, was to defeat those clothes, get them washed and get them folded. I took a picture of it. It looked like a man. It was just, man, it was probably five loads of clothes. And then I had them all folded, and it might not have been right. But I started. And then I took a picture of the end product. Because, you know, I wanted to just lay in the bed and just like, she'll catch up one of these days. But it, that theme song was going on. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, she'll get them called up.
She'll catch up.
April, we'll get called up in April. I'm running out of space, though. I'm running out of space. Kids, they go in there and they'll just start going through the mound. Getting the pictures. Going through those clothes. Now, I've got a little weak in that area. I was strong that year, but I've grown a little weak in that area. So Lord help me. So how many rounds you go will be determined by how quick you respond to what the Holy Ghost is saying. And how quickly we execute that specific word will be the knockout. It could be the first round. Now, I'm not saying God's putting you through this. No, Jesus said, if my word's in you, the devil's coming to try to steal that word. He's bringing persecution. Persecution is there. And if you're not being persecuted, I'd really question whether you're doing the will of God. I'm not talking about sickness and poverty and all this. I'm talking about people mocking you, making fun of you, saying all evil because of who you are and who you represent. That's persecution. And Jesus said, they tore out his beard, they spit on me. They did it to me, they're going to do it to you because we relate. We're created in his image and in his likeness. It's because we love them instead of hate them. Amen? But what round... you make it in, I make it in. It depends on us. It depends on what we're hearing from the Holy Spirit, how sensitive we are to our training to the Holy Ghost. Amen. Whatever area that's going to help you in your life, just be sensitive to His leading. I think I shared last week, it can be, or maybe Wednesday night Bible study, just a word the Lord said, pop, to me. Holy Ghost said, pop. Because I was trying to figure out why the dryer wasn't working. I work on appliances. Been there sweating for about 90 minutes, Mark. Had the dryer tore apart in this apartment. And it was hard. This is one of those apartments where you got a closet, the dryer's there, and the washing machine's over here. I had to take the door off the hinges to get the dryer out so I could get to the plug. And then I had the plug wasn't long enough to test it, so I had to try this and move my big belly down there and plug that thing back in. That didn't work. Unplug it. It's like I'm going round and round the wilderness. Man, Lord, help me. And I remember the customer said when I came in, I asked her, she said, it made a pop. And I'm back here asking the Holy Ghost, and I heard pop. So I said, maybe. Because I changed everything I had, every part of my truck. So I got to looking, following the wires, and I pulled a screw out, and it was black. And I said, ooh, that don't look right. I pulled it off, and what had happened, the wire had got kinked underneath there from the factory, and they screwed it, and they pinched that wire, and all the pipe was shortened out right there on the panel. Everything, I was being deceived. The power was there, but it was shut off. The devil had it blocked. Had that wire crimped. Nothing could move, couldn't function. That motor couldn't turn on. See, the devil knows you got the power. But it's trying to keep you cut off by deceiving you, but it ain't working. Come on now. But it is working. Yes. It is working. Faith says it is working. Yes. I am winning. Yes. It might look like I'm losing, but I'm winning. Yes.
Because I'm staying with Jesus. Amen. Don't look at your circumstances. Look at your God.
Yes.
I'm winning. Patsy's winning. She's a winner. She's in it to win it.
Amen.
She's winning. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know what round she's in, but she's winning.
Amen.
Hallelujah. She's got a good trainer. Two trainers in the corner. I see you in there too.
Yes.
Amen. Man, husband and wife, we in this thing together.
Yes.
Praise God. And we got angels that we can't see in the rain.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Encompassed about us, watching over us, protecting us, keeping us safe, even though we're in wrecks. Cindy, mm-hmm. involved in the wreck. She's at home. She's recovering, but she's alive. Amen. I said, she's alive.
Amen.
She's alive. Accidents do happen. We don't blame it. We don't blame everything on the devil. He is a big problem, mm-hmm. but we got a big God.
Amen.
Big God.
Hallelujah. Yes.
I'm in it to win it.
Yes.
Can I get some hands up here? Let's say we all in it to win it.
Yeah.
Whatever's called, there you go. Whatever God's called you to do, whatever purpose.
Hallelujah.
Let's pray. Father, we just thank you right now. Holy Ghost, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we thank you for being our counselor. Mighty God, you are. Yes, you are. Father, we just thank you right now that we are in this thing to win. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for your plans and purposes, Lord, that have been laid out before us, Father. Now we're asking you, Lord, here I am, send me. I'm not going to tell you where, you tell me where. Lord, here I am, send me. Send me to the supermarket. Lord, send me wherever you need me, Lord, and help me throw that knockout punch. Lord, I know the devil's working in families. He's got devices, Lord, but you're greater. Lord, your word is greater. Your power, Lord, your wisdom, your love is greater. Love conquers all.
Yes.
We thank you, Jesus, that we are triumphant in this kingdom, in this world. And we thank you right now for moving obstacles, Lord, out of our way.
Yes.
And we just give you the praise for it, mighty praise for it.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.